हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Naranam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narotamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Budhirai Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloker Bhaktir Bhati Nashtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 3, Chapter Title Rishabhdev's Appearance, Text Number 18, 19 and 20. Tata agnindriye amsha kalaya kalaya avatar shyami atma tulyam anupal bhamanah. Translation: since I cannot find anyone equal to me, I shall personally expand myself into a plenary portion and thus advent myself in the womb of Meru Devi, the wife of Maharaj Nabhi, the son of Agnidara. Purport: this is an example of the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is one without a second, he expands himself by Swamsha, his personal expansion, and sometimes by Vibhin Amsha, or his separate expansion. Lord Vishnu herein agreed to send his personal expansion as the son of Meru Devi, the wife of Maharaj Nabhi, who is the son of Agnidara. The Ritvija, the priest, knew that God is one, yet they prayed for the Supreme Lord to become the son of Maharaj Nabhi, to let the world know that the absolute truth, the Supreme Person of Godhead, is one without a second. When he incarnates, he expands himself in different potencies. Text 19. Shri Shukha Uvacha Iti Nishamyantaya Meru Deveha Patim Abhidaya Antar Dade Bhagavan. Translation: Subhadev Goswami continued, after saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabhi, Queen Meru Devi, was sitting by the side of her husband, and consequently she could hear everything the Supreme Lord had spoken. According to the Vedic injunction, one should perform sacrifices in the company of one's own wife. Saptaniko dharmam acharet. religious rituals should be performed with one's wife. Therefore, Maharaj Nabhi conducted his great sacrifice with his wife by his side. Text 20. Barishi tasmina eva Vishnu duta Bhagwan param arshibhi prasadito nabeha priya chikirsaya tad avardhane meru devyam dharman darshayitu kama vata rasananam shramananam rishinam urdhva mantinam shukalaya tanuvana vatatara. Translation. O Vishnu Duta, Parikshit Maharaj, the Supreme Person of Godhead, was pleased by the great sages at that sacrifice. Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principle as observed by brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprastha and grihasthas engaged in rituals, and also satisfy Maharaj Nabhi's desire. Consequently, he appeared as the son of Meru Devi in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature. When the Supreme Lord appear or descend as an incarnation within this material world, he does not accept a body made up of three modes of material nature, Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. Mayavadi philosophers say that the impersonal God appears in this material world by accepting a body in the Sattva Guna. Srila Vishwanath Chakri Thakur said that the word Shukla means consisting of Shuddha Sattva. Lord Vishnu descend in his Shuddha Sattva form. Shuddha Sattva refers to the Sattva Guna, which is never contaminated. In this material world, even the mode of goodness, Sattva Guna, is contaminated by tins of Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. When Sattva Guna is never contaminated by Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna, it is called Shuddha Sattva. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam, Bhagavatam 4.3.23. That is the platform of Vasudeva, whereby the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudeva can be experienced. In Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Sri Krishna himself says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyato nam dharmasya tadatmanam sarjamiham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Unlike ordinary living entities, the Supreme Lord is not forced by the modes of material nature to appear. He appears dharman darshayetu kama, to show how to execute the function of a human being. The word dharma is meant for human being and is never used in connection with beings inferior to human being, such as animals. Unfortunately, without being guided by the Supreme Lord, human beings sometimes manufactured a process of dharma by concoction. Actually, dharma cannot be made by men. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is given by the Supreme Person of Godhead, just as the law is given by the state government. Man-made dharma has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam refers to man-made dharma as Ketava dharma, cheating religion. The Supreme Lord spent an avatar incarnation to teach human society the proper way to execute religious principles. Such religious principles are bhakti marga. As the Supreme Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vrija. The son of Maharaj Nabhi Rishabhdev appeared on this earth to preach the principle of religion. That will be explained in the 5th chapter of this 5th canto. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of 5th canto, 3rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Rishabhdev's appearance in the womb of Meru Devi, the wife of King Nabhi. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utar Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Itam Tam Sajivam साद्वैतं सावधूतं प्रजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देव श्री राधा कृष्ण पादा सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखावितं च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीत नामले नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्योषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्पतरु भयश्च कृपा सिंधु भयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। आई एम सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज एस्पेशली राजश्याम प्रभु एंड अदर सीनियर डिवोटीज सो दैट दे कैन ब्लेस मी एंड कैन आई स्पीक दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम वर्स विच हेल्प मी एंड हेल्प अदर्स ऑल्सो। सो वी सी दिस दीज आर द कंक्लूडिंग वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर वेर इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट हाउ द पर्पस ऑफ लॉर्ड अपीरियंस विच इज गोइंग टू एक्सप्लेन in the future verses the Lord appear in this world and he performed past times. So the today verse especially I just talk about this last verse 20 chapter where Prabhu was right in the purport. So last verse 20, third chapter text 20 Prabhu was right. Unlike ordinary living entities, the Supreme Lord is not forced by the modes of material nature to appear. He appear dharman darshayitu kama, to show how the executive the function of a human being. So the word dharma, okay. Unfortunately, without being guided by the Supreme Lord, human beings sometime manufacture a process of dharma by concoction. So many times it happens that if a proper person or Supreme Lord and under him other representative will be not be there, then this is, we have seen in this, the people, they just create their own way of practicing devotional service. So this is happening. So therefore, we are right in the purport. But we are so fortunate that we are in the proper parampara guided by Prabhupada and teaching of Prabhupada, his lectures and his disciples. So there is no question of getting distraction. So we should be, we are very much for grateful also. So we see that actually the Bhagavatam speaks many places that Lord appears in different incarnation. And the purpose of different incarnation of the Lord is different. Like the, like we know that this Rishabhdev appeared. So to teach us the how to be detached from this world. Like we see in the future chapters, he gives instructions to his sons. And after giving instruction, then he makes the his sons king, and then he himself completely renounced. And renounced in such a way that completely detached, no external body attachment, all this thing. So Rishabhdev appears for that purpose, to tease the detachment. Similarly, Narayana Rishi appear to teach us the austerity, how one should perform austerity, all this thing. Another incarnation, other avatars, Buddha appeared for Ahimsa, teach. Hamsa avatar, to give the knowledge to the four Kumaras. Parshuram, Samar Shakti, destroy the kings of, and then Prithu Maharaj, Palan Shakti, opposite of the this Parshuram. So in this way, there are many other purposes of many lord appear different. So in this chapter, explain about Rishadya appearance. I was just hearing one of the Prabhupada class. He was telling in that class that when I came to America, tomorrow is the day where Prabhupada arrived in America. So Prabhupada said that when I came to America, there are many Swamis and Yogis. They also came from India to different places. And they also wrote so many commentaries on different scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, all this thing. But what is the reason why they have not make a single person is a devotee of Lord Krishna? Whereas we see our scriptures, many people, they have become the devotee of Lord Krishna. Not only they have become the devotee of Krishna, but they completely dedicated their life in the mission of this Krishna consciousness. So what is the reason? So Prabhupada is explaining, the reason is that because they are not writing the way Krishna spoke in the scriptures. They are just writing their own concocted way, taking the words from the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and they are writing their own way of commentaries. But whereas in our case, we have just wrote in Bhagavad Gita and other literatures, the words which Krishna is speaking in the way Krishna wants to be, to what Krishna spoke. So this is the difference between this preaching Krishna consciousness and others. So because we have seen that others people, because their concoction of their own way of practicing Krishna consciousness, so nobody has become. But when Prabhupada came, so many had become devotee of Krishna. And after becoming devotee of Krishna, they completely dedicate their life to serve this mission. So these are different. Okay. So that's why I just took this point of how this concoction method is so much getting spreading and distracting to people by practicing pure Krishna consciousness. So this is the chapter now end here. I just was going through all the verses and try to see that how this chapters highlighted so many valuable teachings and lessons for us to learn from the different characters. Just like from the Supreme Lord and from this Brahmanas, from King Nabi, and especially the purports of Srila Prabhupada Acharyas. I just take some from this. Now the Supreme Lord, about Supreme Lord. And the reason Supreme Lord explained that he appeared, in the beginning of the verse it mentioned that he appeared because of the devotion of the King Nabi. So he appeared because of devotion of King Nabi. Other things is like a secondary, performing sacrifices, all these things, engaging activities. But because King Nabi was completely devoted to Supreme Lord, Lord appears. So in one of the lecture, Prabhupada was telling that some voice was there, was in a dangerous situation. So some voice was there in a dangerous situation. So then he was saying that it is not from the side, it is not wrong that the father go and save his child first. One cannot say, why he is so much partial? He is saving his own child, he is not helping others. So first, but he save his own child and others also. So it is not wrong. So therefore, the Krishna take care of devotees, his devotees personally, like father take care of the child. So in other lecture also, Prabhupada was saying that, but what happened, how Lord take care of them, those are not obeying him or disobeying him or engage in sinful activities, You are Lord taking care of them also. So how is taking care of them? So Prabhupada was giving example, like there was a Chandala caste in villages. So you are seeing in one of the villages, the Chandala caste was there. So Chandala, they just maintain the hogs, they sell the hogs, they kill the hogs, they eat the hogs. He was telling that. And in one time, in the middle of the road, they just lit the fire and they throw the living hog in the fire. And Prabhupada was saying that, Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki Jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya ki Jai. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that this hog was shouting so much, and no compassion was coming in their hearts. Their heart has become completely hard. So Prabhupada was saying these are the Chandala caste. But it does not mean that Lord is not maintaining them. It does not mean that they are not getting provided by the moonlight or getting sunlight. They are not getting rain. They are not getting food. They are also getting. But through how? Energies of the Supreme Lord. So those who are disobeying the Supreme Lord, those who are not following and engaging the sinful activities, the Lord is taking care of them also, but through his energies. But as to the devotee, Lord personally comes and take care of them. So this Prabhupada is explaining the difference of Lord taking care of devotees and Lord taking care of those who are against his teachings. Like we see this example in the Samudra Manthan pastime. Because how this demigods was completely following the teaching of the Lord. So how Lord took care of them? By guiding in at every steps. At every step he was guiding. When something good comes, don't become too much excited. And when something wrong, dangerous comes, don't become too much afraid and run away. But engage completely in the service. And at the end, when you completely engage, then you will get the nectar. So externally it looked like this was very not possible for demigods, because they are already become weak and defeated from the demons. And even they are knowing that even the demons, the nectar comes, demons will take away from them. But because they have faith on the instruction of the Supreme Lord, they followed them, and at the end we know the result. So these are the way Lord taking care of devotees, and also he taking care of others, but in a different way. So just like yesterday verse was there, I'll just go through. So there it was mentioned that how the Brahmana is the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in all the rituals, a Brahmana is offered food, Brahmana bhojan. But because when a Brahmana eats, it is considered the Supreme Lord. It's similarly, when a Brahmana speaks, cannot be changed. It must. So we see that how Supreme Lord is taking care, giving so much respect to those who are following his teachings, Varna and Ashram, all these things. He is telling that these Brahmanas are like my mouth only. So whatever they are speak is like I am speaking. So Lord is taking care of them so nicely. So how this, we see the example of how Bhrigu Muni. When Bhrigu Muni was given the task to find out who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he went to Brahma Loka, went to Shiva Loka, and he came to finally Vishnu Loka. So from Brahma Loka and from Shiva Loka, he got the experience about their Brahmaji and Shivaji. But when he came to Vishnu Loka, he directly kick on the chest of the Supreme Lord. And what was the reaction of the Supreme Lord? He was not just be like some disturber, all these things, but he was telling to Bhrigu Muni that actually my chest is very hard and your feet is very soft, so it may be a pain hurt your feet. So by hearing, seeing the reaction of the Supreme Lord, Narayan, He completely understood that who is the Supreme Person of Godhead. So, Lord take care of Brahmanas and others also very in a way that also there is a chapter comes in Krishna book. So and there is a chapter in the Krishna book, the daily activity of the Supreme Lord. Daily activity, where it is, it comes as 70th chapter. So there it was mentioning that after killing the Narakasura and saving the queens from them, 16,000. So then Krishna married to all the queens, and then Narad Muni heard this. How Krishna married, and he is residing in the different palaces in the Dwarka. So he also wanted to see how Lord is taking care of them. So when he went to the first house, first palace of Rukmani and Krishna, he saw that the Rukmani, although has many maid servants, Rukmani has many maid servants. So, and she is a source of Lakshmi. She is a source of Durga. She is a source of everything. So, in one of the lecture, Maharaj was telling, Radhana Swami Maharaj was telling that if she can continue to do some destruction or some maintenance, all these things, big things she can do. But what she is doing here, she is just taking the chamara and just feigning the Supreme Lord. Maharaj was saying that devotional service does not mean one can do big things and trying to please the Lord. Lord does not please with the activity, but Lord will please the intention behind the activity. So he's saying that she is doing here, even the small child can do. He was thinking that I have seen that Sunday feast time, child comes with his parents, and sometimes the 3-4 year old child also do feigning to the Prabhupada. So here she is feigning to the Supreme Lord. So she is, what activity she is doing, anybody can do. So then this Narad Muni saw that, and then he became. When Krishna saw Narad Muni had come, that immediately he got up from his asan and then gave respect, offer the seat to the Narad Muni, and he just sat down, and then he started washing the lotus feet of the Narad Muni, and then massaging, and Rukmani was feigning to the Narad Muni. So in this way, Krishna was taking care of Narad Muni in that way. Also, then he thought, okay, I will go in some other palace. So he went different palace, other palace. He saw that in that palace, Krishna is just trying to engage in the activity, to planning to the marriage of his daughter. And this way, another house, Krishna is engaged in some other activities. So he was going in different houses, and every house Krishna was welcoming. It looked like that first time he is seeing to the Narad Muni. So Narad Muni was just wanted to see how Krishna is taking care of every one of them. So then when he saw that Lord is taking care of nicely to everyone, then he understood, and he met to the Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord, every time Supreme Lord welcome and offer seat and washing feet. So in this way, Lord was taking care of him. Also, we know the pastime of how Lord, as a Supreme Lord, take care of Brahmanas. Sudama Brahmana was saying that I am just a poor Brahmana, but he was the Sri Niketan, the husband of a goddess of fortune. But when I went to the in his house, what respect, what he gave to me, so much. So then he was also, while going, he was just remembering all these things, what about the his interaction with the Supreme Lord. So these are the ways how Lord take care of them nicely. of every those who are following his and his devotees, brahmanas, and there may be many pastimes. And what to speak of a devotee? Rupa said that a devotee, when he become one, become a Vaishnava, that all the brahmanas qualities is inside, is already there in that. So devotees are more greater. Lord will take care of them very nicely. As we see the example of four Kumaras and this Jai Vijay. Externally look like that the Lord is on the side of four Kumaras. But internally Jai Vijay understood that how Lord is personally telling that these are my and he is taking care of us. So Lord taking care of his devotees very nicely. So these are the I just took one point as a from the side of a Supreme Lord. Now we go through this brahmanas. As you already that day Shankar Pandit Prabhu very nice explained about the brahmanas in this chapters, their humility and their gratitude. So I just take some more lessons or more teachings from the side of a brahmana. So here just Lord is telling that brahmana is the mouth of the Supreme Person of Godhead. So whatever brahmana speak is just speaking the Supreme Lord. So brahmana should not brahmana should not speak lie. He should be very truthful. Srimad Bhagavatam explain about the brahmanas. Some examples are given in the Bhagavatam, like the what are the brahmanas, like Dronacharya example is given. Even he was knowing that Drushtadyumna has come here to get under him training, and he was knowing that he is getting training to kill me only, but still as a brahmana he just gave him training. So this example, and other also Dadiji Muni also, he gave his bones to make the thunderbolt weapon to kill the Vritrasur. And there is one more example is there. I don't remember the name, but it was mentioned that when a boy went to a Gurukul, Guru's, then Guru told for getting in training in the Gurukul. Guru asked, who is your father? And the boy was not knowing. Then he went to ask the mother that who is my father, this Guru is asking. And his mother told that because as a course of that she met many men, so she also does not know who is your father. And then boy went to the Gurukul and he told as it is whatever mother told to he told to Guru, and Guru immediately understood that he is a brahmana. Gautam Muni Siddhikama Jabal. So he told that you are a brahmana because you spoke as it is whatever your mother told. So because brahmanas has so much responsibilities to become the representative and to help the society to become a devotee. So therefore it is very important for them to be very truthful all this thing. There is one verse is there where it was explained that how brahmana should give up these five things. Asuya means jealousy. Second, untruthfulness. Third, dambha, pride, irsha, inability to tolerate success of others. And mana vivarjita, free from false pride. So this brahmana should give up all these five things. So, but the verses, this chapter explained, the brahmanas, actually they are not only the brahmanas, they were like devotees of the Lord. They are so humble in their attitude, so much considering themselves. Especially I just see some verses, I was going through some verses where they are completely explaining the position of their. They are telling that in one of the verse, they are thinking that they were not on the path of devotional service, as that their sacrifice was not pleasing to the Supreme Lord. So this was the attitude of brahmana. In text 8, they are explaining that you do not know, you do not need all these sacrifice arrangement, but they are meant for us, so that we may be benefited by your Lord worship, by your Lordship. Srila Prabhupada says that in that purport that if we do not engage in the act to satisfy the Supreme Lord, then we engage in Maya's activity. So, I was hearing Prabhuji's Radhishyam Prabhu's class. So there he was quoting this example, how once Shuddhanitai Chandra Prabhu took Prabhuji to the one of the place where so many ladies was there, Marwadi ladies was there, and the Shuddhanitai Chandra Prabhu went there and was doing program of some festival was there. So the Matajis already did Abhishek of the Lord, and the Kirtan was going on, and Prabhuji Rajasham Prabhu spoke class there also. So at the end, Shuddhanitai Chandra Prabhu told to Rajasham Prabhu, actually these are ladies, every week they go to the different clubs for this kitty party, all this thing, and they were engaged in all investing there so much money, but here I just call them here and they are engaging in doing this Krishna conscious activity, doing Abhishek, doing Kirtan, hearing class. So in this way they are engaging themselves to satisfying that Supreme Lord in a way. Otherwise they were previously engaged in Maya's activity. So after some weeks, some months, they became devotee. They wearing Kanti Mala, chanting holy name. Even then, one time he took to His Holiness Gopalakrishna Maharaj also there. So these are the way where it is mentioned that how when one is engaged in his activities in the Supreme Lord service, then he will get benefited. So here in that text, purport was explaining five things about how although the Lord does not need anything, but when we engage in serving Him, then what happened? Our karmic reaction burnt. So the karmic reaction is there, that will be completely burnt. Second, Lord will give blessings when we engage to satisfy Him. And then He will give benediction also. After blessing, give benediction. Lastly, He said that then our consciousness will become purified and then we'll go back to Godhead. So when we engage to satisfy the Supreme Lords, all these things will get our karmic correction burned, we get blessings, benedictions, and then our conscience purified and we'll go back to Godhead. And then other place, this attitude of Brahmanas explained that although you have come here, you are not, but we are not properly worshipping because of due to our ignorance. So Prabhupada explaining that actually this is a consciousness Pujari should have. Pujari offers so many big opulences to the Supreme Lord, festivals or everyday bhoga, so much things he offered. But the end, when he go to the Lord, he just pray to the Lord that although you appear as here, but because of our ignorance, we are not properly worshipping you. So you're saying that this is the attitude a pujari should have in like that. And then they were telling that although our approach to you is our approach is like that one person is asking a millionaire and he's asking some little grain. The same was there. Although you can give any kind of benediction, going to the heaven or get liberation, but this king, he was asking son, which is like approaching millionaire and asking a little grain. And they are feeling a little ashamed themselves that we are calling you from Vaikuntha, from so far to here for this purpose only. So these are the attitudes of the Brahmanas, and many things are there. But, so one also mentioned that that when one approaches to the Supreme Lord for material things, then what happened? Like the example of Dhruva Maharaj is given. Dhruva Maharaj approached to the Supreme Lord for the wanting some material benediction. So then what happened? When he engaged under the guidance of Narad Muni in the service of the Supreme Lord, then three things will happen in him. He is satisfied completely that he does not need anything. He was telling that what I was aspiring for is like a broken piece of glasses, and he will not hanker more and more, because he is completely satisfied that I want the service of the Lord, and attraction for Supreme Lord will increase. So this is the difference between the when one is engaging in the service of the Lord, having material benefit, but and the difference between the one is as approaching to the demigods for getting, for wanting these material benefits. Okay. So from the side of Brahmana, this was there. Now some, I just take some, the about how Prabhupada's commentary, actually this is most important. Prabhupada write in the purport that having this kind of desire is also like one of the sense gratification. Externally it looked like that this is like a great devotion service, like that the Shankar Pandit Prabhu giving the exam of Atri Muni and Devaki Vasudev. So Prabhupada also mentioning there also that one should not, instead of going ourselves there, we should not invite to the Lord here. So in Atri Muni, he was doing so much tapasya. He was not knowing also who is the Supreme Person of Godhead. But why he wanted the Supreme Lord? To show that how powerful his tapasya is. So there also Prabhupada write this kind of things, that we are approaching Supreme Lord for this kind of thing is like one of the kind of sense gratification. So only because otherwise, as from childhood onwards we have taught, when we go for the school, we have exams, our parents tell they go to this first this temple, and then we'll go to exam. Like in Kunjibari temple also, suddenly the news, the school is there in front of that. At the time of exam, so many boys, they come there. So these things we have taught, and hardly that time we taught that who is the Supreme Lord, who is that. But there is nobody taught us that that we should approach the Supreme Lord not for asking these material things, but giving him services unmotivated and untripped. So these are the teachings. And also, like tomorrow is the day of Srila Prabhupada arrival in America. Of course, devotee will speak tomorrow more, but I just take some because today Prabhupada's purpose of this thing. So I was just reading Prabhupada Lilamrita. So that was mentioning that Prabhupada write that the Satsurdas Goswami Maharaj write that the main purpose of Prabhupada's coming to Vrindavan, how Prabhupada before going to West, he was preparing himself that I should have sufficient blessings of Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then I will have something to give to the person of the Western. So then for writing Srimad Bhagavatam, he came to the Vrindavan. So the main purpose of coming to Vrindavan is to prepare the books he could distribute to the people of the West. Because his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, desire was there that the best preaching, and his himself was also think was that the best preaching is to write, print and distribute the books. That is the main preaching is explaining. So then he was writing, and then he got room in the Radha Damodar temple. So at 1 o'clock there he get up, and there lights always problems. So he just write in this lantern, and there he write Satsurdas Goswami Maharaj. And his room was very clean, only two things was there, two problems was there. One was a toad always come there, and the mouse always run from here and there. So these two things, other things are everything was there. So Prabhupada start writing. So writing half the battle, other half was publishing. So, but he can write in Vrindavan, but for publishing purpose, he has to go to the Delhi. So Radha Damodar is the best place for writing Bhagavatam, but not for printing and publishing it. For that, he would have to go to New Delhi. And then, I think it's very big, but time is over. In two minutes, I will just complete. Among his Delhi contact, his Charan Sharma, a likely helper. For two purpose that that Sharma was qualified to help, for two reasons. Because he was secretary of Dalmia, J.D. Dalmia, wealthy philanthropist. And second, he was the owner of a commercial printing work, Radha Press. So therefore, he was very helpful for the Prabhupada too. So once he told too that he divided first canto in three parts. So first part he has to be printed. So he was having manuscript, and then he showed that, he told that if you go to the J.D. Dalmia directly, he will not get agree to for giving fund for printing and publishing. But what he would do, he should go to the Gorakhpur, and then he meet to the Hanuman Prasad Poddar, a religious publisher. So then he will tell, and then he, Prabhupada, immediately went there to the Lucknow and then to the Gorakhpur, 475 miles from the Delhi. Then he showed his manuscript of first canto to the this Poddar, and then he liked that. And he agreed to send a donation of 4,000 rupees to the Dalmia Trust in Delhi, used for publication of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, he got three different sponsors for the writing three times. Other time he got sponsor from one of the L&H Sugar Factory's executive person. And third time he got the sponsor from the Mrs. Murarji. So, and then when Prabhupada find it sufficient, I got strength of got the whole Bhagavatam, first canto completely, then he decided, again he met Murarji, Srimati Murarji, but not for the purpose of getting fund for sponsorship of the literature, but for wanting to go to America to fulfill the desire of the spiritual master. And then we know the past time how Murarji was not agreeing because of his old age, and he may be get so much problems there. But at the end, Prabhupada convinced her and she agreed. So then the 13th August, then Prabhupada departed for the America. Okay. So Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Puran ki jai. Hare Krishna. क्वेश्चन कैसे ये हम्म